on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Ron and Anian.
You make up a batch of Ron soup. Find yourself a shop pen and fill it with PB. I usually inject some PB or some kind of rust penetrant in there. And transmission fluid. Transmission fluid does it works wonders. It really does.
The car doctor.
You don't think it might be maybe a coil pack breaking down on me? Or
Why would you think that? Prove your theory to me, brother.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian. The car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Hey, I think I've died and gone to heaven here at the Virginia Beach Convention Center, the Coastal Virginia Auto Show. We are live on AM 790 WNIS today, as well as the rest of the country, as we talk cars and spend some time here this afternoon and just get into the culture of what's out in front of us. I'm joined this hour by Daryl Drinkwater. He is the owner of Bay City Classics, a lawyer-turned-shop owner. Boy, there's got to be a story there, Daryl. Thanks for taking some time out of the show schedule today. How did this all start? It went from law school to fixing cars.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me on. I'm still an active lawyer. I had some cars go through some other shops and wasn't really what they weren't positive experiences. I thought I could do it better myself.
And
so
here
I
you
hooked
are.
Up with the right people. We started with a small shop. We've already moved into almost 20,000 square feet. I've got 16 employees, and we're doing 40 cars at a time.
Wow. And, you know, was it always cars for you as a kid, Daryl?
It was. I was supposed to get a 1966 Mustang GT Fastback for graduation from high school. I wrecked my dad's car the week before graduation. He sold it without me ever seeing it, so I've always had the bug.
Yeah. Did you collect matchboxes as a kid?
I still do.
Oh, my gosh. What's your favorite matchbox?
I like Mustangs and Fairlanes, so I collect anything that's Mustang and Fairlane.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of Mustangs and Fairlanes out here today. Do you have a favorite Ford out here among the crowd here at the Virginia Beach Convention Center?
There's a beautiful Fairlane that's I've seen it in a lot of shows. I've always listed it as one of my favorites. There's a good-looking Ford Bronco over here, and we've got a beautiful 69 Mustang Fastback in our booth that we built and we just revealed today.
They say that, you know, Bay City Classics, you guys take old cars and you make them new. What are some of the things that you do to them?
Well, anything we can do to enhance the driving experience so the customer will get out and enjoy the car, put it on the road instead of leaving it in the garage. So we are doing fuel injection, we're doing suspension upgrades, we're doing brake upgrades, anything to make it safer and more comfortable, add a couple modern conveniences, modern stereos, if you wanted heated power seats, we can do that. You know, the sky's the limit.
Has anybody ever brought you something, and I'm trying to think of how to ask this question. Like, I have a friend that built a car, it ended up being a Chevy Nova, but it started out as an intake manifold. You know, it's like, I've got a 2.4 barrel intake for a small block. I've got to attach this to a car. What do I want to build? And as it slowly took shape, it became a 67 shoebox Nova, if I remember the conversation right. Do you have any that they bring you that and it starts that way?
Well, I've never had anybody bring me a manifold, Ron, no. But a lot of people come in with ideas and then we start developing what car they want. You know, they tell us how they want to drive it, what their plan is, you know, talk family considerations, does it need a back seat? And we start building from there. Is it something that you want to take to the track at times? Is it something you want to take to car shows? And when building a car for a customer, that conversation with the customer beforehand is absolutely critical. Because if you're not on the same page with the customer is not going to be happy in the end.
So it's that pre-build interview that you must do.
Absolutely.
How long do you think that takes? I mean, you must have a number in your head, because I'm sure people have come in and you say, gee, this person's not really serious, right?
We get a lot of that. There's a lot of dreamers out there. There's a lot of people that have great ideas and don't have the budget to back it up.
Right.
And we need to try and either, you know, rein the customer in and give a customer a reasonable expectation as to what we can do for them for their budget.
And let's talk about that for a second. You know, how do you establish that budget? You know, how do you know? Do they walk in, they tell you, here's the car I want to build. You must sit there and add it up. Okay, this is a $100,000 restoration.
Well, you start breaking it down into components. What do you want to do with suspension? Do you want to say stock? Do you want to go with a full Detroit Speed race package on it? You break down each major mechanical system, and you start giving them options. And then usually when you come up with a budget that's way over theirs, you start breaking those options back down into something more basic, just to try and get within their budget.
Do you ever, you know, how many times do you assemble the car? You know, because it's not put it together one time. I want the suspension to look like this. Does it get mocked up, taken apart, painted, put back on? How does that work?
If it's a custom build, yes. We're going to mock everything up first. We need to make sure all the systems are going to work together. We don't want to be going back on a painted car trying to fill holes and or fabricate or weld. You know, we want to have all that done up front before it ever goes into the body shop.
You've got a couple of customer cars here today at the auto show. We're here at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. You've got a 63 Corvette and a 67 Camaro. Tell us about those two cars.
The 63 Corvette is a fairly stock restoration. It came in, it had rust in the frame, it had some body issues. We had to completely go through, strip the car down, fix the fiberglass, source a correct frame for it, build it back basically to stock. The only aftermarket parts on it are the vintage air conditioning.
Do you find it harder the older the car to find somebody that either has the parts or knows the process to bring that car back to original?
With a lot of the older cars, you know, there's so much aftermarket support for. You know, if it's a Camaro or a Mustang or most of the classic trucks, you can build them out of a catalog.
Right.
You start getting some of the rarer cars or some of the rarer options, those can be just difficult to source and difficult to find somebody that can restore them if we can't do it in-house.
Is there anything you won't work on? I'm putting you on the spot. I know, Daryl. What's your forte? Just everything?
No, we basically specialize in American classics, hot rods, and muscle cars. We try and avoid European, Japanese. We believe it's important to do what we know and what we're comfortable with.
A man's got to know his limits, brother.
If somebody comes in and says, hey, we want you to do this, I'm going to say, this is not our area. We will do our best. We will work what we can, but...
But if somebody... Let me finish that sentence for you. If somebody has... If you've done a Chevelle and a Camaro for somebody, and they're a good customer, and they bring you a Ferrari, you're more comfortable because you know what their expectations are and you know what they're looking for.
Yeah, we just did a Lotus for a customer a couple years ago. It was that situation. He had other cars with us.
Right.
And normally it was not something we'd have taken on, but we did it as a favor for him, and he was happy with the results.
Right, because he understands, because how many times does this happen? I'm sure there are weekly meetings at Bay City Classic. We're here talking with Daryl Drinkwater at Bay City Classic. I'm sure there's weekly meetings where, well, we've got to take that car apart again because this didn't come out right?
Yes, that's my job to come in and do the final nitpicking and all of that, and I'm not shy to send a car back into the paint booth to say, no, we need to fix this. This car's got to be perfect.
Yeah, I get that. I really do. What was your first car?
My first car was a 1976 Ford Elite, which was the big boat Ford version of the Mercury Cougar. It was an option on a Torino.
Now, did you have that before you had your driver's license?
It was a family car.
Okay. So that kind of became Daryl's car. They knew that Daryl was going to get to keep that car.
Until Daryl wrecked it right before graduation and didn't get the Mustang.
Yeah, didn't get the Mustang. Do you have one that got away?
I had a 68 Mustang convertible that I sold to buy an engagement ring 25 years ago.
Wow.
Sold it for about a third of what it was worth. Got the engagement ring back about 3 months later, and
wish you still had the car.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. We won't go there. Not on radio.
Painful memories.
Yeah, we all have those. There's a lot of humanity to cars.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there really is. And you're a big guy. I have to say, how tall are you?
6'3".
So when the boss comes in 6'3", what are you, like 220, 230?
I wish.
Yeah. And you know, when the boss comes in towering over everybody and you say, this car is not right, I bet everybody pays attention.
I hope so.
Yeah, I bet they do. So tell me about the Camaro real quick. You got a minute.
The Camaro is...
A 67 Camaro that's here today.
Beautiful car. Came in to have an engine replacement. Customer decided on a paint job. We found quite a bit of rust when we blasted it.
Right.
Ended up with a lot of panel replacement on it. But it's got a 598 big block in it, fuel injected. Absolutely beautiful car.
So I guess this is sort of like restoring the kitchen in your house, right? The wife says, I want a new kitchen. You put the kitchen in, and then all of a sudden the living room doesn't look so good. Mm. And then the foyer doesn't look great. And then, gee, you know, the paint going up the stairs needs to be done. And before you know it, you're re-chroming the bumpers.
That happens. People come in and want a paint job, and then that old trim doesn't look very good against that new paint job. And all of a sudden, it's all new trim. And they start putting money into it. And it's like, well, let's do the brakes. Let's do everything else. So most builds tend to escalate.
Pick a car here at the Virginia Beach Convention Center, Daryl, before I let you go, that they have to come down and see if they're so inclined. Other than yours, I'll make it even harder on you. Other than the 63 Corvette you've got over by you and the 67 Camaro, if there was one car here that's a standout, what knocks your socks off?
There's a 69 Camaro sitting over close to our booth that's got a big block in it, lots of carbon fiber. The gentleman that built it did most of the work himself. It's an awesome build. It's full Detroit speed. Love
it's
that car.
Worth seeing.
Absolutely.
Cool beans. Daryl, where can the listeners go get more information?
They can come by our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay City Classics, or come by the shop at 6970 North Military Highway. We like showing off the shop and giving tours.
Yeah, I can tell. You're a good guy, Daryl. I thank you for taking the time, and I'll let you get back to your booth. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, live at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. We're back right after this. Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We are live at the Virginia Beach Convention Center, the Coastal Virginia Auto Show. And we're here talking now. Let me see my notes. Some guy named Alan.
Yeah, that'd be me.
That'd be you.
That'd be me, man.
Now, man, listen, let me see. You're 20 years on radio. You are on US 106.1, America's Country Station. I've got a real DJ, a guy that knows way around the microphone.
I wouldn't say that. But
can you help me?
I've been hanging out in the studio a little bit, that's all.
That's okay, man. That's cool. Because, see, you're here because your claim to fame is you're a car guy.
I am. You know, it's something about the whole automotive culture has, you know, my grandparents to my parents, I've always been a car guy. And we decided a long time ago, let's use the radio stations to kind of put together some automotive events and here in Hampton Roads and run with it. And since it's a hobby, why not do something that I love, you know, every day? And so, let's go, we'll put together a car show.
And all of a sudden, here we are at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show.
Exactly right, yeah.
What do you have in your stable? I'm looking here, Alan, you've got a 32 Coupe,
yes.
an M3, a Ducati, a 73 F250, an X5. Your taste runs all over the scale.
A little bit, yeah. I'm ADHD in real life. I am ADHD in my taste in vehicles. I mean, I've had it all. My very first car was a yellow 1968 Mustang. You know, paper route, saved the money up. I bought it in 1994, and it's been a passion ever since. But, yeah, I'm not loyal. A lot of people, you know, kind of judge me a little bit because I'm not brand loyal. Are you a Ford guy or are you a Chevy guy? Man, I'm a car guy. If it's got an engine and it's got a steering wheel and it's got a motor, I love it.
So tell me about the show we're at today.
So the Coastal Virginia Auto Show really came from Jeanette, who is running around here as well. You know, we sat down and we realized that the car culture is fantastic and everybody has a love of cars, but sometimes they like to pigeonhole themselves into certain areas. So you got the import guys over here, and you got the classic guys over here, and you got the antique guys over here, and the truck guys over here. But then I think there's a lot of people like me out there that like them all, you know, that really have a taste for everything. So we said, how can we get everything underneath one roof? Well, using the power of the radio stations, we've got multiple stations. We said, what if we help promote all of their events, all of their charity events, and we kind of get behind the car culture here in our area, and we develop, you know, help them, you know, get that they're having a turkey thing, or they're doing a fundraiser for someone who's passed away, or whatever the case may be, a meet in a parking lot. Let's get them all together. Let's help them. And then when it's time for us to put our show together, hopefully they'll reciprocate. And they really have.
And you can see, looking out here on the floor, the way everybody is, you know, getting along, exchanging ideas, sharing stories, the conversation. You know, it always amazes me that you'll see it now. You'll see a custom car out cruising the street. It breaks down. You see a custom on the side of the road with its hood up. Within 2 minutes, there's seven guys that want to help.
Absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right.
You know, because it's that's the culture.
And I think the other thing, too, and I think that sometimes we overlook this, I think it's almost the responsibility of those in the culture to pass that down. And so to be able to have shows like this, you know, I remember walking with my uncles or with my grandparents and having that nostalgic moment of where my grandfather would be like, oh, you know, I had this 1968 Corvette, or I had, you know, my uncle had this. I think it's also kind of our responsibility to help bring that younger generation into the fold as well, you know, develop that love of vehicles. And a show like this does that, you know. That's what I love to see. I like seeing the adults walking around, but I love seeing the kids.
Right.
You know, that's what I like. See the little boys right in front of us right now playing with his diecast car. He's been there the whole show.
He's been here the whole show.
And to hear, you know, dad or grandpa sit here and explain or take it back to first date with mom or, you know, this, you know, football game and they were riding around in the back of this convertible Bronco. That's what I love the most about the show. The cars are beautiful, but I love just eavesdropping on people's stories.
Right, because and there's always a story.
There's always a story.
Every car here, and I believe there's 250, maybe 300 cars, depending on the moment, here inside the Virginia Beach Convention Center, every car has a story on how it got here, how it came to be.
Some of them multiple stories.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the fun part about it. And you know, whether it's my 32 Coupe is a resto mod, you know, I totally respect those people that are all into all original and taking something and just keeping it as pure to its original form as possible. But man, I sure do love a resto mod as well. You know, right. And I think that's what's really cool about this show is that you're able to just really get it all in, soak it all in underneath one roof. And today, with the weather being bad outside, it's the perfect place to be sheltered from that mess out there.
And some of the cars that are here just, you know, they strike a memory. For example, coming in the front door, is it a 66 or 60?
I think it's a 66.
66, yeah. Corvette, that would have been a roadster. Right?
Yes, sir.
That's a roadster. A big block roadster.
They did a big block swap, and they didn't put it still has manual steering in it.
Right.
So no power steering.
Right. So you're going to have arms like Gorgeous George. you know, we had a, and that car is here, okay? And I looked at that car, and I remembered as a kid where my first job, Charlie's parents had given him a 66 Corvette roadster like that. That was the used car in the family.
Oh, that's
in the
amazing.
Early 70s. And Charlie would take me out after work. I didn't have my license. He did. He would take me out, and we'd go to parking lots and do donuts. don't tell anybody. And that was the goofy stuff that cars bring back in you that you remember.
And you know, that's always something cool about, you know, people talk about the proverbial barn find. Everyone likes that. But I like it when I know a really good story about this was this.
Right.
Is where this came from. I like that too. You know, right. I like to know, like, hey, this was whoever from Mrs. Jones who lived around the corner. And it was, I like that as well. You know,
and they're still out there.
Still out there.
And you know, you can tell a car guy, because a car guy kind of cruises the neighborhoods.
Yep.
Like before I go back to Jersey today, I'm going to have to take a ride in a car. I'm going to look for some open garage doors and, you know, see who's got what sitting in the garage, and maybe we can go borrow it.
Well, it's funny is my coupe right now, again, I got a 32 Ford coupe, came from Barrett Jackson. It was actually Rick Hendricks, and it's actually neat. If you watch the Rick Hendricks documentary, the car's in the back there. And when my garage door's up, that's when the neighbors stop.
Right.
Yeah, that's when they stop. They come over, they walk, when we sit down and have all kinds of conversations because the door's up, and they see that grill, and they see those two lights looking out at them, and it draws them in like a moth. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Alan, in the closing 30 seconds, what are you going to say to everybody out there to say, hey, get on down here today before this weekend is over?
You know, this is it. You know, not only is it past memories, create some new ones. Come down here to the Coastal Virginia Auto Show. Need more information, go to cvautoshow.com. But literally, take a walk through nostalgia or your future, whether it's something that you dreamed of in the past or a car that you're dreaming of that you'd like in the future. All the toys that you can imagine are underneath one roof at the Virginia Beach Convention Center.
Cool beans. Alan, thanks for taking the time. Named Alan, man. Listen, I'm gonna have to start tuning in some country music.
I'm in. I'm ready.
If I need a co-pilot, you're the guy.
Somebody's got to listen to other than my mom.
I'll tell you what, brother. I'll be there for you. I'm Ron Annie, the Car Doctor. We are live at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days.
Welcome back. Ron Annie, the Car Doctor. We are at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show at the Virginia Beach Convention Center. And our next guests are Rachel and Arliss. I've got one to the left, one to the right. And the deal here is, this is Happy Wife, Happy Life. They've created a monster truck, and there's a story here that I'm going to start with Arliss. Arliss, tell us the story that generated all this.
Well, Split Personality, the name came from, I will say from, I like to call her Crazy Rachel once in a while, because we all know how that works, but we just decided that...
there's a story there, I can tell.
Absolutely. We needed to come up with a name that showed off our best traits, and what not name better than Split Personality, because, you know, sometimes life gets a little hectic, and it... you know, the crazy comes out in all of us, right?
Right. It's and it was his dream, Rachel,
yes.
To, you know, and how did this get started, this monster truck?
So when we first started dating, he said he wanted to own his very own monster truck one day. And so it was his dream to have a monster truck, and we've just worked really hard to make it happen and let him fulfill his dreams.
Now, who created what? Who put the truck together? And I'm going, who wants to tell me that story?
Well, the trucks were built by a company out of Del Mar, Delaware, the Metal Shop. The Metal Shop, shout out, woo! We had ordered our ride truck first, which is the longer of the two, and that is a truck that carries passengers in the back, and then we let into a race truck as well, which is the shorter of the two trucks.
There's a story, though, involved. How did the name Split Personality come to be?
So we originally were going to name the truck Dune Digger, since it's from here in Virginia Beach, and we were going to have King Neptune, which is a Virginia Beach kind of theme, coming out of the ocean, and our truck running down the beach to hide from it. And because of some other monster trucks that had that name in it, we decided not to use it. And we had another name we decided not to use. And then he'll tell you Split Personality came from me, but it really came from him and some of his hijinks. So we just decided to go with Split Personality, and it split up as a guy side on the truck and a girl side on the truck to appeal to both little boys and little girls.
Arliss, are you a bad boy with that truck?
I get down, baby.
I can tell. I can tell who the troublemaker here is in the bunch. I was going to say, do you have any kids? But probably
we have three. I have three. Together we have two.
He has two. Yeah, I can tell that. That's what's going on here. This is the first time this truck's being seen here in Virginia, right?
It's the first time it's being displayed here in Virginia Beach. That's right. We thought, what? Not a better opportunity than here in its hometown, Virginia Beach.
There's a lot of custom stuff to these trucks, right? To this truck.
Everything on it is custom, right down from the planetaries, the axles, the tires, the seats. The seats are actually custom made to you, so when you're in that thing and you're airing it out at 30 foot in the air, you got to be safe. Steering, everything, all the components are designed for the driver. Driver comfort, most importantly, driver safety.
You're wearing safety gear.
Yes, you have a fire suit, which we have on display, a specialized helmet. You have a 5-point harness, quick release. And again, the seat is specially made with 40 different measurements to one's individual spectrum, if you will, full circle.
What did it cost to build? I don't know which way to turn here. What did it cost to build this?
A whole lot of money.
Besides that, we're taking donations, right, to offset. But
it cost it both of our college tuitions for our kids, basically. I mean, we probably have over $500,000 between both the trucks with our setup. We have an inflatable bounce slide that normally travels with us that's custom built and matched to our trucks as well.
Now, the most important question. Who picked the color?
I'll tell you.
I knew there was a story here, folks.
God-awful teal. This good-looking guy right here had nothing to do with.
Right.
No. We sat down together, and we picked the colors originally based off of the Dune Digger theme that we were thinking of. I really wanted teal. He didn't want teal. The makers of the truck kind of snuck some in for me. And he won't admit it, but he likes it because we put more of it on the race truck afterwards.
No, now that we're in public and she can't hit me, I don't like the teal. No. I do not like the teal.
So are we changing the color anytime soon?
No,
I'm probably not going to do that because I don't wear the pants in this relationship.
I'm Ron and Annie, the car doctor here with America's Car Show, providing family therapy during the hours of, I can see this. So before we take this fight even more public, what are the future plans for the truck? Which one of you?
We'd like to do as many events as possible. The whole thing is just connecting with the fans, connecting with the kids. I want to pull more little girls into the sport. I want little girls to love monster trucks as much as little boys do.
Arliss?
I monster trucks. No, on a serious note, you have Monster Jam, which, you know, if we're invited, we're going to participate. We've got a big show coming up in Maryland. Is it Maryland? December?
It's Salisbury, Maryland at the Wicomico County Civic Center, January 31st and February 1st.
You know, she
really keeps you on track.
Well, she has to.
Somebody does.
Yeah, right. Because I'm left field.
Right.
I'm a monster truck driver. What do you expect? But, you know, we're going to, wherever we can interact, you know, with our fans, and that's what's important to us. You know, I mean, they are monster trucks and it is a business, but, you know, at the end of the day, you want to promote something fun, entertaining, and furthermore, you know, my background, I came from absolutely nothing and just building a business and, you know, what we have, and dreams do come true if you're willing to work for it and willing to do what you're supposed to do and put in every day. I mean, dreams can be a reality as well.
Because in reality, split personality as a monster truck is a business.
Yes, Rush Slowly Ventures owns Split Personality, the name. That's correct.
Right,
yes,
and it's that's what this is about. It's a hobby that started with a passion that created a business.
Exactly. And so we have merchandise. We have T-shirts. We have flags, sunglasses. We have all kinds of things over there that funds him when he breaks stuff on the race trucks driving crazy. So
what does it cost to run the truck one event?
Event. Well, my last event, I took the number one piston and threw it right through the bottom of the block. So that was $35,000.
In one day.
In one day. That was in the first 25 minutes.
So we had hot dogs for dinner that night.
I didn't even get that. I had to sleep on the couch. We got an RV and the heat broke.
Does he get in trouble when he breaks the truck?
No, I'm pretty easygoing. I just tell him whatever he does. Just keep in mind that when my seat comes in, that I get to do the exact same.
Right. There you go. So she's got your number, brother.
Don't I know that?
Yeah, listen.
If you got a couch, I'd keep it warm because I need a place to stay.
Hey, come to New Jersey, man, anytime, brother. All right, listen, where can the listeners go get more information?
You can go to our Facebook page, which is Split Personality Monster Truck Team. We also have an Instagram as well, and we always are posting pictures as well as our upcoming events.
And we'll look for the upcoming events there as well. Arliss, Rachel, thank you for taking the time. I'm having a great time here at the Virginia Beach Convention Center at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show. I'm Ron Anini, the Car Doctor, and we are coming back right after this. Hey, welcome back. Ron Anini, the Car Doctor. We are, boy, here's a segment I don't think I've done in my 28 years on radio. We are at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show at the Virginia Beach Convention Center, and to my left, I have a young man that has sat here through the entire performance, and I think he's probably one of the number one car fans here today, Bowen, and I believe his granddad is to my right, Danny McManus. Thank you, gentlemen, for both coming up. Bowen.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Bowen, can you talk into the mic and tell America, what is it that you like about being here at the Virginia Beach Convention Center?
Hi.
Well, yeah, more than hi, kiddo. Come on, you're here. You were dancing around before. Do you like this car show? Yeah, you don't know cars? Yeah?
Talk into the mic,
Bowen. Can you tell me again? How old are you?
Four.
Four. And you're here at the convention center today doing what?
Asking what we did last night.
What'd you do last night?
In the camper. What did we do last night in the camper?
What'd you do last night in the camper? You don't know? What's that car in your hand? All of a sudden, he's camera shy, Danny.
I'm telling you, he's usually not this camera shy.
Car. Yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
So last night we bought him a little, the smallest Matchbox car.
Right.
And it jumps, and we did super slow motion jumps on video.
Yes.
Is he the next generation of car collector?
I hope so.
Yeah.
So I raised three daughters, and I was blessed with my first grandchild be a car guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you a car guy?
Are you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, because I remember growing up, that's all I wanted was a car.
Yes.
You want a car?
Yes.
What kind of car you want? What kind?
A blue car.
A blue car.
Doesn't matter what kind?
Yeah. He likes that blue car, the 67 Chevelle.
Oh, you like that 67 Corbin. Chevelle? Do you like that 67 Chevelle that's out in front of us? Out in front. Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Sound is good on radio, Bowen. Trust me, brother.
Yeah, don't do dead zone.
No dead zone. Danny.
So I brought him here to show him all the cars I wish I didn't sell.
I want one with a spoiler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, anything with a spoiler, right?
And he's been out in front watching the show.
Yes.
And just He's enthralled by cars.
He loves cars. He buys. That's all I buy him now is cars. And we play with cars. And that's why I said I was bringing him here to show him all the cars I wish I'd have kept instead of sold. And tell him the stories behind them.
And how many cars have you sold?
27.
What was your first car?
68 Chevelle 383 with a 4-speed, no vinyl top.
I actually have 50 cars.
You got 50? You have more than me then.
And those are Matchbox, right, Bowen?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's he going to drive, you think, when he gets his first car?
Well, there's a Bronco out in front of his dad's house. I think his dad's going to rebuild unless they sell it.
Yeah.
And Eddie Bauer.
I'm going to go for a go-kart.
He's starting to warm up to this.
Oh, yeah. You like this, Bowen?
Yes.
In 20 years, you could take this gig from me. You know that. Mm-hmm. You could be the next car doctor.
Yes.
Yes. There you go. I've got a volunteer. So passing the baton. It's important to pass the baton,
yeah,
right?
Because I think they should do more stuff. Like, I go to motorcycle functions, too, and they let them ride the little electric motorcycle. They get the little small kids involved.
I like to ride motorcycles.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
They should have more stuff for kids to do to get them more involved in cars, like even maybe fixing them, like bring them up to something that isn't working and give them two tasks to do to the car. Then they can ride it around a track once.
Because more than restoring the car, you're restoring the person.
Oh, yeah. It gives them a sense of accomplishment. Right. I can remember my Saturday nights were spent in a garage getting my car fixed so I could go out on Sunday and drive it around and show it off.
Right. And the value of and
doing it myself.
And respecting it for what it was.
And I didn't have the money to pay somebody else.
He made it crash through something.
Oh, there he goes.
What did he say?
Last night we built things to let it crash through. Little paper things.
And then it went through the cup.
It landed in the cup.
Do you have a favorite car, Bowen? Besides the blue one? What do you think of this copper color, this orange colored car right here?
Yes.
You like that? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that one over there, the dark blue?
I think I like the silver one.
You like the other one better?
I like the silver one.
Yeah? He knows what he likes.
Silver.
He likes the colors.
Right. He likes the colors.
He's not prejudiced. I'm a Ford guy. He's not prejudiced.
Yeah, he likes Chevys. And
he likes them all.
He likes them all. You know what?
That's, as long as they can jump.
As long as they can jump
something.
That's my nanny right there.
Oh, that's Grandma? Say hi to Grandma. Okay, you know what? Can you tell America that we're going to go to commercial right now? Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, say that. Say, we're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
We're going on to commercial. We'll be right back.
And I'm Ron Ananian, the car doctor, and we'll be here for you. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome back. Ron Ananian, the car doctor, as we kind of wind it down here at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show, the Virginia Beach Convention Center. I'm joined this segment, this portion of the show, by Dan Woods of Chop Cut Rebuild, and my kids are going to be so excited. Degrassi. I'm sorry to date you, Dan, but welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you. You're hosting the show this year with Tom Cox, are you not?
Yeah, the two of us are working together, co-hosting. This is the third year that I've been here.
And what can you tell the listeners that are out there that want to get down here, or maybe they're thinking, should I get down there? We're here tonight till 7. They're here all day tomorrow, 10 to 6. What are they going to miss if they don't show up?
Well, you know, this is the third year that I've been here, and every year has been different. So even if you came last year and you think to yourself, well, I already saw it, no, you didn't. It's completely different this year.
There's a bunch of stuff here. That's the only way I can describe it. There's a little of everything and a lot of this.
It's a great mix. Over 250 cars are in the building itself, and then there's another 75 in the lobby. There's 60 motorcycles that are on display here. There's all kinds of classics, Duesenbergs and Lincoln Zephyrs, and 63 Vet split windows. It's just a huge collection and a really, really nice wide variety of vehicles.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, all of them.
You can't take them all home. If you could take one car home, which one would it be?
One's worth the most?
No, come on, it's not about the money, right? It's just look at what's in front of us, okay? Look at the little yellow, that's a Honda, what is that?
I don't know what that is, but it's
an
cool.
Older little yellow Honda something. That was like from the 60s or the 70s?
I think that's probably like an early 70s car.
Yeah.
That might have been one of the very first Hondas to come out.
I think I kind of remember those with all the carburetors and the vacuum lines. those weren't any fun when they were stock. So, but look at further on the next row, right? Camaro, yeah. Mustang, Corvette.
Split windows. I think a 63 split window has probably got my heart.
Yeah, take one of those home.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool thing. So, Dan, I'm glad to have you this segment. It was so short. Website where they can get more information?
CVAutoshow.com.
Cool beans. Hey, I'm Ron Ananian, the car doctor. We wind it down here at the Virginia Beach Convention Center at the Coastal Virginia Auto Show. We've had a slew of guests, and I'm glad to have everybody. It's been a great time. Till the next time, as always, I'm Ron Ananian, the car doctor, reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless.